welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the 11th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, A Sticky Situation, which first aired on April 28th, 2012, written by Seth Walther, based on a story by Daisuke Ishibashi, and directed by Peter Salmon. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go. So you're gonna cut it up with the sword, you think?
Bet I can beat you using only one arm. I win, and you got served.
Isn't that the wrong side of the sword, though?
Choice but to outwit you.
Was that a compliment?
Me? Compliment you. Ha! No way.
If you two could work together as well as you compete against each other, you'd both be twice as strong.
Oh, what? Subtle. I wonder if that's what they're gonna do today. Well, boom! Building's just blowing up. You know, those explosions don't look as impressive when they do it in HD, does it?
You know, there's explosions and misery. Such a nice day. Then you show up to wreck it. But I, a boxer, will wreck you instead.
Come on, Mike. Right.
Hey, your moves aren't half bad. They're all bad. But here's a move that'll really...
He's got a fork.
You back off. Now to finish my handiwork.
Huh? Oh no, not the other one too. Hey, don't pull so hard. Break. We're glued together.
That's classic episode. And he used the episode title in the dialogue. That's not bad. You know, I just had a thought. Were they trying to pretend that Power Rangers hasn't been a continuous thing this whole time? Because of Decker being exactly like Cole? And they were so surprised to see another Power Ranger when they had the team up with RP with Scott? That's a thought. It's not really a scatter shot, it's all right on target. Aww. He left. Oh, look at that. They used green screen to make them lay down on the Sentai footage. That was kind of cool.
Unless we defeat him, I think we'll be stuck like this forever.
Forever?
like walking, but faster. Now get off my ass.
Funny joke.
Enough of this. You've proven to be useless. So, it's time for you to face my steel.
What?
Please, one moment, Master.
The steel doesn't come for another few years. He said it again! I think they're having fun with it now. I just noticed he's covered in teeth. Ew.
The other Goody Two-Shoes Rangers will come running. Then you can trick him into stepping into a patch of your glue.
Hey, that's not bad. I can't believe I didn't think of that.
I can. You have glue on the brain. It's so hard to find good help these days. Am I right?
I never seen anyone catch a ball with their face before.
Oh, it happens. Oh, yeah. Bulk.
He's stuck on spin cycle.
Spike.
What is that? What is that?
Spike. Spike.
We'll just wipe it off.
Ready, guys?
Oh, see, this scene... they film looking pretty much just like this, including the same camera angles, in the Japanese version. Except I think they have the blue and green guys switched around. Otherwise, it's pretty much the same. It's interesting.
We could be like this forever.
We'll fix this as soon as the Nylock comes back.
And what if he doesn't? Then what?
You mean, they always come back. See, that's what I said.
You two will be in no condition to face it.
What? No!
He's right. The rest of us will have to handle it.
No, we won't let down the team again. We'll learn how to fight like this. All right, let's do this. Now this should be interesting. Let's start with basic Kesagiri.
Oh, this is not gonna work. Yeah.
You pulled me that way. Oh, come on, Mike, focus.
He just lost his legs.
Come on, left to right. Left to right.
I was doing that.
God, you went the other way.
Come on.
This is awful.
Look, I know you guys can pull this off, but first you have to get in sync.
Tell that to this guy.
I think NSYNC had been out of style for a while by this point. Maybe by 10 years?
It's really fighting yourselves more.
Okay, we can do this. Stop pulling me!
I'm not pulling! You are!
Just follow me and we'll nail
them. Oh, interesting. I mean, when they do the screen bit, it doesn't match what's on the paper, but still. They're not going to be able to morph like this either, right?
I know it's hard, but fighting isn't going to solve anything.
Come on. There has to be something around here we could do to be useful.
You can learn how to dance the tango. I mean, I don't know if it's useful, but it might as well when you're stuck together.
This way. And what's wrong with this way?
The trash is this way.
Okay, but it's easier to go this way.
I said this way.
Oh. Hey, what's going on here? What's wrong with you guys?
How did the trash bag have that much stuff in it when it was mostly paper?
And try to make yourselves useful. Go get some groceries.
Got it.
Oh.
This way.
This is not going to go well either.
trash. Come on.
I think this is supposed to be comedic, but it's not. Oh, they reversed the footage. His thing switched arms. Switched shoulders. Why are they shouting it? People can see that. It's not the foxtrot. Not 100% sure that was a waltz either. Oh, are they gonna walk around and put a bunch of stuff in there? That could be funny. How did they get it on the other hand? Wait, where is it all coming from?
That's it. That's it. Hold on 1 second. Let me put this change in my pocket. Dude, what are you doing? I'm sorry.
Forget it. There is so much gap in there that they could easily pull their hands out.
Like, how are we gonna get these things home anyway?
They just stole a cart. That's theft.
No, I was just gonna tell you how impressed I am with this idea. You're always so creative.
Oh, I have to be. I don't have your mad skills.
That a compliment?
You tricked me. What? What's up?
I drank a lot of juice this morning.
Huh? Now tell me you're just kidding me.
Oh, you know, I was wondering if they were gonna do something about that, but I didn't think they'd actually do it. See, now it's on his left shoulder. I thought they just reused that footage. Oh, this is annoying. He was around for a long time before the thing went off, wasn't he? I mean, look at how much damage was there. The buildings covered, buses.
But after that little pit stop, there's no way. What? Again? Look.
How did he see it before they ran past? That doesn't make sense. Then again, they're really good at that with this show. They can also look straight ahead and not see something. Oh, good job, guys.
I sure did. You literally fell right into my trap. Do you have to work hard at being this dense, or does it just come naturally? Now to quicken the pace.
Mia, can you get off me?
Don't you think I'd like to? I'm not doing this on purpose. Stay calm, guys.
Now that's funny.
How is Emily's arm flinging around in there if they're stuck?
We could stop him now. But Kev, how can we fight like this?
Look, I know you guys can pull this off, but first you have to get in sync. Kev, I have to ask you a favor.
What?
I can't keep up with your technique. You're too good. Would you be willing to lower yourself a notch so we could be in sync?
Well, in a situation like this, we really need your creative mind. I'd rather follow your lead and match your moves. Mike, I'm putting my faith in you, because I know you'll deliver. What do you say?
Wow, Kev. You're an even better guy than I thought. And yes, that was a compliment. Now let's do this.
Yeah, okay. That was super duper corny. He just pats him on the head. Okay. Oh, no. I thought all the bad guys knew exactly who the Rangers were, despite their not being able to morph. Who's going to get to use the black box, though? That's the question. Or will it work on both of them at the same time? Wow, this is impressive, actually. I'm actually surprised they did it that slowly. Quit dancing around and fight me! Dancing? Then you don't mind if we cut it! Time for this Nylock's last dance. You ready? Never been more ready for anything. You'd better be ready to lose! Time for a math lesson. With us, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2! I'm sorry. Too much talking for the effort they're having to put into these without actually putting the effort in their voices. They actually showed him stab the guy? No way! All right. We did it. Oh man, it's great to be free. You said it, bro. Yes, we're free. Yes, 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 yes.
What is it? What's wrong? I stepped in gum. We did it, Mike.
We sure did.
Gross.
I even think I was getting a hang of those dance steps.
No more fooling around! If I can't stick you together, I'll tear you apart!
He's back!
This doesn't look good?
Megazord's to the rescue. Thanks for ungluing us, guys.
And he's already used the black box. Nice. Mega mode power. Is that? That doesn't sound right. Isn't mega mode power what they're using just to get into the mega mode? I don't know. By the way, according to my research, this is apparently the last time we see Clawzord North.
You guys just don't know when to give up, do you? Well, let me give you a hint. It's right now. Enough!
Think again, Nylock.
bring out the big ammo!
Shoulder blaster!
You'll have to do better than this. Didn't you do that earlier instead of walking like an idiot? Why did it just get yellow? Was the sun setting? It's a long battle. Did the light sword do anything? It didn't do anything except transform, did it? He just said he was waiting for Serrator.
But I still have unfinished business to attend to.
You're strong. No mortals have been able to handle being a Nylock this long. Both you and Dayu are very impressive.
Enough talk. Can you fix my sword or muscle or not?
Well, I created it, and I was the one that gave it to you.
You act as if I knew that.
Stay calm, Decker. I can fix your sword and Dayu's harmonium. But first, you must both do something for me.
I would do anything to have this restored to me.
I will mend it. In the meantime, take this dagger, which has special magic.
If you indeed did create it, then you have shown me a cursed existence. So what will you show me next?
Take pride in knowing you shall soon play a huge part in mankind's destruction.
I just noticed, is that guitar a spine?
If you do my bidding, we cannot fail.
Spaghetti. Bananas. Can. Cereal. Cans.
Looks like they finally found their synchronicity.
Eggs! No!
Oops. And yet, neither one of them got stuff on them. Weird. It's amazing how just a little bit of synchronicity, and suddenly they're like perfect, except for the egg thing. Anyway, not a bad episode. It's more of that teamwork stuff that they like to do. In any event, well, that's going to do it for this time. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we'll be watching the 12th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai. Trust me. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Let's see.